You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Just mentioning the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. brings to mind instantly a picture of shiny black slabs which comprise the wall, inscribed with tens of thousands of names. Now the Vietnam Memorial Fund is looking for pictures of those whose names are on the wall. The fund's Lee Allen joins us now to talk about that effort.
There are 58,282 names on the Vietnam Veterans Memorial here in Washington. And our great hope is to collect the photos of each and every one of those heroes who fell in Vietnam so that we can eventually put them into the education center at the wall.
What kind of pictures are you looking for? Pictures of these individuals in their service uniforms as civilians? What kind of pictures would you like?
What we're interested in doing is telling the stories of these individuals and learning about who they were as people and maybe a little bit about their hopes and aspirations and the lives that were tragically cut short. So, sure, we're looking for pictures of these guys in their uniforms, guys and gals, or maybe even more interestingly, we'd like to have pictures of them in their natural settings, who they were. You know, maybe they're sitting on the hood of their favorite car. They're, you know, getting ready for the prom. These were guys and girls whose lives were cut short, and their dreams shouldn't be forgotten.
And you say there were more, close to 2,000 individuals you're looking for pictures from the state of Florida?
Yes, we've collected over 30,000 pictures from across the country, including 672 that we've gotten from Florida. That sounds like a big number, but unfortunately, 1,954 people from that called Florida their home died in Vietnam. We have 672 of those pictures, so we're really only about a third of the way done in Florida. We need a lot of help to get these pictures so that we can honor these heroes.
And you say people can submit photos at buildthecenter.org?
We would love for people to submit one. They can do it electronically, or if they need to do it by snail mail, there's information on how to do that as well on the website.
Also, I would imagine that through the years, sometimes families lose touch. There might be a family member that I don't have a picture of that you do. Would I be able to download that picture?
Certainly. Yeah. If the picture is there, it's for public consumption. It is public property, and we encourage that. You know, it doesn't have to be a family member either. Maybe you went to a large high school. You can check and see if there are people from your high school that are listed on the wall, or maybe people from your parish or just from your hometown.
In addition to online, how will you be displaying these photos?
Well, we are going to break ground on the Education Center at the Wall. And what that is a place on the National Mall where these military heroes' stories and their sacrifices will never be forgotten. It's a visitor center, an education center, state-of-the-art, and it's going to be built between the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial.
Lee Allen is with the Vietnam Memorial Fund. We'll have a link on our webpage to the virtual wall where you can search to see if pictures are available and a link to where you could submit pictures which may be needed. That's WQCS.org. Click on News. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.